Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The true gospel is a magnification of the glory of the blessed God. It is a plain message which informs those whom God is pleased to enable to hear that Jesus Christ is the Savior of sinners. It is not a message about what he is trying to do or hopes to do, but is a declaration of what he has already accomplished in the behalf of those who are powerless to save themselves. The true gospel is a proclamation that Jesus Christ has completely satisfied the demands of the law, which rightly condemns those who have broken its precepts. He has removed all grounds of condemnation for his people and has imputed his righteousness to their account. It impels those who have been given faith to believe its precepts and cast themselves at his feet for mercy. It is a sweet balm to them which heals their diseases and calms their troubled conscience. Those who think the gospel is a formula or a plan say that they preach in order to get men saved. Paul was ever aware that the purpose of preaching the gospel was to magnify the glory of God in redemption. About his own ministry, he said, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. The privilege of preaching the gospel is only given to those whom he has sent. This is a solemn calling, and one which must never be entered upon without a due consideration of the glory which belongs to him who is worthy of all praise. The God who dwells in the light to which no man can approach is a jealous God, who will share his glory with none. He intends to manifest the glory of his grace in the earth and in the ages to come by the unfolding of his purpose in redeeming an elect people which he has loved with an everlasting love. The proclamation of the gospel is a sweet fragrance to the Lord, for we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ. He takes delight in the exaltation of his Son, whom he has given a name which is above every name. What shall your plea be before his awful throne, when he shall come to judge the living and the dead? Christ alone is the only hope of guilty sinners.